And here we are, 2:30 on a Monday afternoon. It's the 3rd of July already. Who could tell you that the year would be going so fast? Well, it is going very, very rapidly. And it's, I can tell you a mark of that is that I had an interview with a couple of very, very beautiful girls a year ago or so. One of whom is back now a whole year later. I'm referring now to the Miss Bolito competition. And I had the good fortune to be interviewing Melissa Luntman. It was about a year ago, hey?
Yes, I can't believe it.
And then you were just a hopeful, and now you're the queen.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Everything's changed in a year, and it's the best thing I could have done for myself.
So this is it. You won the Miss Bolito competition, which means you're the queen of that event and the queen of Bolito. So I'm in royal company today by royal decree. This is very lovely. I'm delighted. What has it been like being the winner of Miss Bolito for a year?
It's been so much fun. There's a lot to do constantly, but my heart is in the right place, and I'm so excited to see how these girls grow. So it's a lot of public appearances, a lot of charity and planning. We've also opened Rotaract Zimbali this year. So it's been very overwhelming, but in the best way possible.
But I can hear your confidence has grown tremendously over the year. I mean, you've always been confident and poised, but now you're extremely so, which is marvelous.
Yeah.
One of the many benefits that come from being in the public eye and representing something worthwhile. And yes, we are here today to talk about the Miss Bolito competition, because it's that time of year again when, once again, a number of hopefuls that have all come through the semi-finals are now gathering for the big, big event. When is the final? When is the judging going to be held?
So it will be at the end of September. Within the last week of September. So
okay.
There's not too much time left. A lot of exciting things to do before then.
Mm. And then you'll be quite sad, I think, to hand over your crown.
100%. When the last year's winner, Sakizwa, when she handed over her crown, she was very emotional, did her speech. So I know exactly how I'm going to be feeling.
Because then you become just an ordinary mortal again.
Basically, yes.
Okay. No, but life goes on, and you've learned tremendously. And I'm sure you'll be very gracious when you hand the crown to Michelle Ngumalo, possibly, because we are now, in the next couple of days, going to be introducing you to all of the finalists, and Michelle is with us today. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much.
And you are hopeful. You're a hopeful Miss Bolito finalist with no doubt the ambition is to be the next queen. What are your chances, do you think?
Great thanks to the listeners, and thank you for hosting me today. My name is Michelle Ngumalo, and I'm 20 years old. I live in Stenga. And what is the question?
The question was, how do you feel about becoming the next? Are you hopeful that you will become the next queen?
Yes.
And what are your chances? How do you feel about your chances in the competition?
I'm excited and nervous at the same time, but I think I'll make it.
Okay. So let's learn a little bit about you. You obviously, you come from, you've told us, you come from Stanga, and you are not a schoolgirl. You have established yourself in the world. Tell us a little bit about that.
I finished my matric in 2020, and then I got registered into an NPO organization. It's called Heart to Heart Foundation. It's in Durban. It's whereby we help poor people, and we donate clothes, and we also feed them, and we also have a counseling for them.
So you're fully involved in that. It's a kind of charity, is it?
Yes, it is.
Helping others.
Yes.
This is good. You have a heart for the community. You have a heart for fellow South Africans, no doubt. If you win the competition, what are you going to spend your time doing?
I'll probably... since there's not enough empowerment for the school kids to help them learn, I'll help donate the stationaries for them, and I'll also help them to learn, to keep them learning for the school and exams.
Okay. Well, it's going to be an interesting couple of months, because it's 2 months until the big event, maybe not quite 2 months, and we'll definitely be keeping an eye on progress going forward. Have you prepared yourself for the finals? What are you anticipating? What do they judge you on? What are they looking for?
I think they'll judge on the presentation that you'll be doing.
Yeah. And what will your presentation be on?
My presentation will be focused on helping school children, donating stationery, and helping them study for the exams.
So exactly what you're doing right now, but just expanding that to cover more bases.
Yes.
Well, I wish you huge success with the competition.
Thank you.
You certainly have the confidence and the poise. You look beautiful.
Thank you so
it's
much.
Not a beauty competition, but it doesn't harm to be beautiful. I mean, hey, you know, it's what it is, isn't it? So I wish you huge success. And Melissa, thank you for coming in and leading the charge, so to speak, because I suppose everyone now looks up to you. Any entrant in the competition is looking to you now for guidance and advice, yeah. And I'm sure you're imparting that.
Yeah, I'm enjoying helping them and giving them advice, and I just want to be there for them every step of the way. And thank you so much for having me here.
It's such a great pleasure, and I wish you both huge success for the future. And I look forward to the next time we have a chance to engage in meaningful conversation on 88FM Radio Life and Style. Thanks for joining me
thank
on
the
afternoon show.
Thank you.
My very special guest, Melissa Luntman, current Queen of Bolito, and this Bolito competition is about to be judged yet again, and Michelle Ngumalo is one of the finalists who's holding thumbs, as indeed are we all. Thanks again for joining me, ladies. And the afternoon show kicks off with this one.